Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy, located on Main Street in Marion. KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.
All right, Coach Courtney, we're a couple of days removed now from the Rockets. Game of keep away, I guess you'd say, that we lost against Union County. A close ball game, and they just kind of take control by taking control of the ball and get a late touchdown and win it 25-6. And they did just dominate the second half, particularly the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they did. They're a good football team and did a good job of controlling the clock and going to wishbone, power set, and just running at us. And we're able to convert a lot of fourth downs in different ways. And that comes back on me as a defensive coordinator. I got to find ways to get us off the field. I thought the kids played really hard. I was extremely proud of the fight and the effort that we played with and the toughness. And just not backing down, hearing how good of a team they were and that. I told them this week would tell us a lot about our team, on who we are and you know, what we're up against, how we'll react to it. And I was really proud of the way we came out. Obviously, we need to get better at a lot of things, and playing good teams kind of put that in the forefront. You get to see a lot of different things. So we just got to continue to get better. But overall, I'm proud of the kids and the fight that we showed.
Of course, this is a Union County team that last year had much the same cast of characters, but they put up 50 points on us last year.
Yeah.
And you come in here and you hold them to 25 points. And really, like I said, that last touchdown they got, it itself was a fourth down conversion.
Yeah.
And,
yep.
Just they have so many weapons. And obviously, number three team in the state, you know they're going to come in here and be a challenge, a tough
right.
out. And, you know, I think just hearing the chatter around town after the game, most everybody felt like we put up about as good a fight as we could, and I don't know that wasn't the best football game we've played.
Yeah, probably so, and that's what it should be, and that's what we judge ourselves off of. Win or lose, are we getting better? And I think that the film would say that we are getting a lot better. Like you said, they got a lot of good players, and we came out extremely aggressive as a coaching staff. We felt like we need to be aggressive, so our kids would be, and it hurt us at times. I feel like I made some pretty bad calls there late in the fourth quarter, especially maybe bringing too much pressure. And, you know, it just happens, though. I just like the kids, we gave it everything we got, I felt like. And that's all we can do.
When it works, it works.
But yeah, when it works, it works. You got to try to find ways to keep that team off balance. And at times we're able to do it, and at times we weren't. They're a good football team. And like I said, there's so many positives to draw from it, but most of all, just the spirit that we played with and not being intimidated or just laying down because people say right. they're a good football team.
Yeah.
That's what I'm most proud of. We didn't care. We came out playing the way that Rockets would play, yeah. and we came up short, but that's all right. It's what we learned this time of year and playing a tough schedule, and hopefully it pays off for us going forward.
Yeah, I did not sense or smell a bit of fear in our boys.
And that's really good to
say.
That
bodes well for you when you get into these Class A games. I mean, we've played a tough schedule this year. As tough a schedule as I believe I've seen us have in a long time.
Yeah.
And that's going to serve us very well later on when we get into district play. But let's look at your players of the game. Offense, Gatton Travis, running back, 37 yards on the ground on 5 carries.
Yeah, I thought Coach Barry did a good job calling the offense and running the football. The yardage, you don't necessarily see it, but you're not going to see a whole lot of yards when the team has the football the whole second half.
Right.
That's on me and
right.
on the defense. But the offense is pretty efficient. Number one thing, I don't know what they end up running for. I believe it was 75 yards as a team. But when you think about how much time they had the ball, it was pretty good per carry. And, you know, we were moving the ball on them. We knew we had to be able to run the ball to sustain a little clock and not turn the ball over. And I thought offensively we did our job. Obviously we want more points. But, like I said, it's hard to put up points when you're not out there. So, defensively, we just got to do a better job. I have to do a better job getting the offense more opportunities. Because when they were out there, I thought that we played pretty well, threatening down the red zone a couple of times. And weren't able to get in, but overall, I thought the line blocked really well, and I thought Gatton played the best game I've seen him play.
Yeah.
I thought he ran really hard, got the tough yards, broke tackles, played really well defensively too. So I thought he was deserving of it, and with more opportunities, he would have had a lot bigger numbers. Just the opportunities didn't come because of the defense.
Yeah, you only get 5 carries.
Right,
but he
right.
did. Yeah, after contact, looked much better.
Right? Yes.
Ground his feet. Well, before we leave the offense, I want to have to mention Caden Highward, your nephew, yeah. Bright spot, freshman. Yeah. Nice catch, nice move and catch there, and a good throw, too.
Yeah, good ball by Micah, and he kind of faded away from the defender there and caught it outside of his body and made a great play. He's could be a potentially a really big weapon for us right now, and that's tough when you got Nesbitt and Morrison already over there, and you add him to another big play guy, and you got several guys that can make your traditional everyday plays. So, yeah, proud of him and the work that he's putting in, and glad that he got an opportunity to make a play the other night.
Defensive player of the game, Briley Berry. You could almost make Briley Berry the defensive player of the game every game the way he plays, but he came out of this with 9 solos, 4 assists, and a sack.
Yeah, just so much production out of him and just did a really good job. A lot of times he ends up being the free guy versus Chris Hughes or Kanye Pollard and was able to make some tackles. Played really well, tackled really well. Our number one key going into the game was tackling defensively. We just had to tackle. Got to get on the ground, and man, we tackled extremely well. It was the least missed tackles we've had all year in a game versus anybody, versus by far the best weapons we're going to see. So that's a really good sign. I thought he led that. There are a lot of other guys that played well. Sammy stands out. I went back and forth with Sammy, which his numbers aren't quite as good, but being a nose guard that's in a middle linebacker, there's going to be a discrepancy in numbers. But Sammy played extremely well. And there were a lot of guys that did that played extremely well defensively. Just a few big plays that we got to, you know, if you're in the wrong spots against those guys and they're able to hit it north and south, you're going to have a lot of trouble tackling them once they get their speed built up. And big plays, I thought, really hurt us a couple times. But besides that, we really, really fought. Briley played a great game. And Sammy's definitely worth mentioning with a group of other guys, a lot of guys. Played pretty well defense.
Case Goben had another pretty good game too. Caleb Nesbitt had a
Caleb nice, was nice another one too. That played really well. Caleb's become very physical for us, like I've mentioned before. I mean, he's meeting those guys in the hole and causing fumbles, and they're going down. And that was another thing. Defensively, the ball hit the ground, I believe, 4 or 5 times, and we just weren't able to come up with it. It makes a big difference. You got to be able to turn that offense over, and we weren't able to do that. But Caleb was one out there hitting them and creating some.
And Gannon Travis had 11 tackles on defense.
Exactly. I mean, it was one of his best games. Yeah. I've seen him play by far. And he's really just starting to grow up and toughen up, and he's just getting after it, playing hard. And I think he's just it just comes with being comfortable. Just getting comfortable.
And confidence and comfort.
And just starting to kind of get into his grooves. It's really good to see. Really proud of how he played all night on everything.
You know, I've been around Rocket football since the late 80s and seen – many games over the last 30 plus years, and I made the comment to a couple of people after the game, I don't remember us having that good a game tackling. I can't remember.
I'm sure
we've had some.
I'm sure,
but
especially at that type of opponent.
Absolutely. And you had to.
Yeah.
That game could have got away from you in a hurry.
If you don't tackle those guys, one or two missed tackles, blows that game apart. They're just gone. So, yeah, that was our main focus this week, and the kids did a great job executing that. And Bennett's worth mentioning having back.
That's right.
Makes a big difference. Being physical out there and was able to stay out there the whole game. He did cramp up, which is his first game of the year, so it's kind of expected, but man, it was really good to see him back out there and healthy and flying around, and I thought he played really well, especially under the circumstances.
Right. Yeah, good to see him back, and I assume he came out of it in pretty good shape.
Yeah, seems to be doing great.
Let's move over to the line. Lineman of the week is a freshman here and a newcomer to the lineup just the last couple of weeks too, Braden Brandsassy. And if you can spell that one, you guys it's out there list. Listening.
He's played really well for us, obviously. He came in when Hurst went down and just filled right in. And Coach Brown felt that he played the best on the line this week. Tough task with that defense in front of him. Mm-hmm. Really solid box defensive line, and he had his own all night. You know, I would say overall the offensive line played pretty well the whole night versus what they were up against, all of them. I was really proud of the way they blocked. We've not had a whole lot of success running the football against Union County, and I thought we were having quite a bit of success. Just like I said 100 times, but we just didn't have the opportunities that you know that you normally get in a game. But I thought the offensive line played a really good game.
And that's important with these. I mean, you got a lot of, some new faces up there. When you can come out of a game feeling good about it,
you got to step up. And Caden Travis got some plays and played really well with the plays that he got. He's worth mentioning. two young guys. It's really nice to have two young guys that you're not counting on whatsoever.
Kane's a sophomore.
Kane's a sophomore, and Brandon Sessie, a freshman, to come in there and handle business against a really good football team, probably the best team on our schedule. So it's just really good to see a lot of positives up there.
Case Govan blocks another kick, and he's your special teams player of the game.
Yeah, Case blocks a kick, and when we really needed it, I believe we had kept the game to seven, and he did a good job blocking on kickoff. He had a big job. The way they kind of pooched that ball up high, they end up getting one, but they kind of – there's one guy that runs down there, and it's number six form that we put Case on to just kind of slow him down because he can really cause you some problems with that high kickoff, and that was his job, and he executed pretty well. Always runs down fast on kickoff, made a huge play on punt. Him and Roland Perkins both made a big tackle. You know, those are tackles you got to have that maybe plays that you don't think about. But if you miss that one, he's gone, and really impacted the game. And Case just plays so hard, and it's good to recognize him. And get defensive, special teams, whatever it is, he deserved it.
You know, a guy that really had a good game, too, that we hadn't mentioned is Seth Getz. Had a pretty solid game on defense there. 10 tackles.
Yeah, Seth's probably the most true tackler we have. And he had a lot of opportunities out there and did good with what he had. He's playing really well. He's kind of one of those guys that just flies under the radar for us. Week in and week out, has solid games, and it was another one for him on Friday.
Talk just a little bit about Tyler Belt comes out and gets his first start at running back. What plays into that decision?
I think it, Coach Berry, that we saw some things that we could get the ball out faster and right now in the passing game, and he's fast and explosive, and if we can get him on the edge, he can make some really good plays. Converted receiver, he's just an athlete. He can play anywhere, and felt like that we could really utilize him catching the ball a little bit out of the backfield. And he's also been really solid running. And with Levi was down with the injury, so we don't have as much depth there at running back with him down, and that puts Tyler right in the mix. And I think it's just kind of however Coach Berry wants to start the game is who starts at running back. You know, it could be any of the three with Sammy or four now, really, or any of them. Just that's what he felt comfortable starting the game with. And I thought Tyler played really well, too, with the opportunities that he was given.
Right. Well, we've got a long trip up to Bardstown this Friday, and another tough out up there for sure. Bethlehem, a top five team in Class A, but at least we're getting down into Class A.
That's right, and it's a really good measuring stick this week. That's what this is. Now, the teams that we've played, and are we getting better against the teams that really matters? This one matters to see where we line up. This is one, you know, that we're measured against when it comes to the playoffs. And them obviously being our cross district now, which plays a bigger role than it has the last few years. Right. So. Yeah, it's one I'm excited for just to see where we're at.
Yeah. All right. Well, Coach, we'll see you Friday night up at Bardstown.
Thanks.